Hi, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilators for entry report on Daniel Ruth. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 5/4/23, Ms. Ruth performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 3/3/22. There's been no change period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth McCann, MC, capital C-A-I-N. This goes to the VA. On 5/4/23, Mr. McCain performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/15/22. There's been significant deterioration in his lung function period. Paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 5/4/23, Mr. Riley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response period. The patient is still left with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/22, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 5/4/23, Mr. Patton performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 98% period. After walking 316 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 98% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Van Sickle, V-A-N-S-I-C-K-L-E. This goes to Katie Johnson. On 5/4/23, Mrs. Van Sickle performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/5/22, there's been no change period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Delmer Gann, G-A-N-N, and this goes to Dr. Bocook. On 5/4/23, Mr. Gann performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/6/22, there's been no significant change period, new paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without significant progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Rebecca Jones. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5/4/23, Mrs. Jones performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a mild impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/29/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.